Yo, I'm chilling with the Odd Man. This is Dinko D. You listening to Maximum FM Hip Hop, Down with the Kings.
Turn up the bass!
You're listening to Down with the Kings on Maximum FM Hip Hop.
What's going on? It's the Odd Man here on Down with the Kings, and I'm pleased to be joined by a guy that was part of a legendary group back in the day that had an impact, made a lot of noise, and had people jumping up and down with their unique style. One of the members of Leaders of the New School. I'm joined by none other than Mr. Dinko D. Dinko, what's happening, man?
Feeling good, man. Feeling great. Doing a lot of great things, you know. Dinko's the name, you know what I'm saying? L-O-N-S was the crew, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of new things coming up.
Sure. Well, let's talk about some of the new things, because I think one thing for certain is when, like, I've spoken to a few people and said, yo, I'm going to hook up with Dinko. Like, oh, man, where's that guy been? What's he been up to? So let's just jump into that and talk about some of the stuff you got on tap.
I got a group I'm working with called the Big East from Long Island. You know what I'm saying? My man, my brother H in Maine. I got that project. I got also I'm working on some music. I had a single I put out a little while ago called Radiation. And got a couple other projects. I did a song with this group called Shinobi Ninja out of Brooklyn, a song called Me, You, We. We shot a video for that. You can catch it on YouTube and a couple of websites and stuff like that.
Right. So you've been steady working. For those that didn't know you, you haven't stopped.
Nah, it doesn't stop, man. You know, different levels behind the scenes, doing some production, you know what I'm saying? Working on production on a couple other records. Doing some behind-the-scenes stuff and working with some groups out here, man, trying to develop some new artists and keep them building up, you know what I'm saying, building up a new trend out here, man, instead of the same old thing that we got.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's interesting, too, where you've got a unique perspective where you've sort of been in all aspects of, you know, part of, you know, on the forefront, with especially with L.O.N.S., and now behind the scenes, and you talk about a little bit of production stuff that you're doing, and you're helping to bring other groups along. You've got a unique perspective there that you've been a little bit of everything, it seems.
Yeah, definitely. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Being in the game so many years, I've just learned try to apply them in different aspects of the business, you know what I'm saying, as far as production, as far as new artists, as far as even the party, even setting the vibe of the party these days, you know what I'm saying, instead of just going into the party and just, you know, and just drinking, you know what I'm saying, trying to make the people dance, bring back dancers, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Nobody really dances no more, it's all about bottle service, you know, you get your crew, you go in your section, and, you
right.
know, everybody just looks at each other. You know, it's not even a party no more. So we got to bring that party vibe back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody, you used to have come from, like, in New York, everybody would come from Jersey, Connecticut, all over in the tri-state area. And they would bring their tribes and tribulations, and they'd bring their vibe, and we'd share it, and everybody come back and was able
right.
to take out of that pot. So we don't really have that pot no more. Everybody's coming with the same food. We all try to eat the same plate. It's just
right. It's got to be hard to watch all this as a guy that's dedicated your whole life to hip hop and sort of watch the music evolve and I get it. I mean, I'm not one of these guys that don't think things don't change. I think there should be change. There should be evolution. But when it's the detriment of it, I think that's kind of where it's got to be tough to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely tough to watch. That's why, you know, you gotta hold the people that's still in the game accountable for some of their leadership, and you have to hold yourself accountable and take lead and do what you have to do to force the hand and change the game. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely gotta check each other out and make sure we're leading it into the direction we want it to go.
Right. Well, when you look at this, sort of the history of yourself and L.O.N.S., and, you know, back those days, you know, you had some great direction from a guy like Chuck D, as an example, who was a big
exactly.
influence. I wonder if you could talk about that, because I don't think a lot of people recognize the history between, you know, Chuck D and L.O.N.S.
Well, we're both from Long Island. You know, Chuck D actually gave Leaders of the New School a name. He came up with that name, that great name that so many artists, if you notice these days, want to use and try to use, you know what I'm saying? You can hear Drake in his songs, Leaders of the New School. You can hear Kendrick Lamar. He's talking about leaders of the, you know, that
right.
name was just, that name was an important name. And we happened to fit it so well because we came with new styles, new energy, new dances, and we came with new stuff to interject into the hip-hop field. So that, you know, coming up under Chuck D, Flavor Flav, Professor Griff, and different people, you know, we definitely had a well full course meal of different ideas and directions from them guys.
Right, right. But with a name like Leaders of the New School, you know, that I mean, I could see maybe there's some pressure associated with that because now people look at you, oh, you're the leaders? Let's see where you take this. Did you guys feel that at all anyway, or are you just out there just doing your thing?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a pressure, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, we had to be the newest, illest thing out because we was given that name to do that job. We had to take
right.
it somewhere else. And you know what I'm saying? And after you've seen Leaders of the New School, you've seen the way we came, just the way we interacted with each other. You know, we took some of the old school stuff and we applied it, and then we added some new stuff. And you know what I'm saying? And we definitely learned from that, and we took it somewhere else. You know,
right.
You could see groups that came out looking at it after us that was looking like us, you know what I'm saying, sounded like us.
Right.
Like, we were definitely a strong influence on hip-hop.
Right.
And you know, that's not a bad thing, but we spanned different groups, took pieces of that, and came up with their own formula.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, after you guys, everybody was East Coast stomping, man.
Exactly, you know, and then you had groups of four and five cats, you know what I'm saying, doing the harmonizing like the old Cold Crush in them. You know what I'm saying? We kept the formula. We kept a piece of hip-hop and carried it on and just tried to take it to a new level.
Right, right, right. What was so special about that group? Because, you know, you know, between yourself, Busta, and Charlie, all unique styles, like very unique, and it still seemed to work. And, I mean, we've seen in the past where, you know, you bring in these different styles and different energies, and it doesn't work. But you guys made it work. Talk about how that happened.
Well, like I said, we studied the game. We studied hip-hop, you know, coming up with Chuck D. Like, you know, we would go there, and he had a board. It was like a class, you know. He would tell us, you know, we have to come up with new concepts. We have to come up with new ideas. We have to stay on the edge of this game. And
right.
then, you know, we definitely studied the old school groups, you know what I'm saying, Fearless Four, Cold Crush, different cats. We studied their styles, and we took from that and we applied it and then put a new twist to it. You know, like the ad-libs, the way we came in and out of each other, like from verse to verse, from ad-lib
right.
to chorus. So we definitely, you know, we came up with that formula and applied it.
Right, right, right. And, again, we talked about the influence of Chuck D, but, I mean, having a presence like that there, it's almost, you know, you're almost destined to be great. I mean, you know, knowing, you know, with what he meant to the industry and what he was doing up until that point, you know, it was destined for you guys, it seemed.
Yeah, it was definitely destined, you know. And Buster's, you see Buster, he's taking it to even the next level
yeah.
to where he's been able to be successful year after year, reinventing himself, you know what I'm saying, as a solo artist to the game, you know what I'm saying. So it's just, it's a great thing.
You got to be proud of him watching him do his thing. And, again, you talk about reinventing himself. I mean,
of
his
course,
evolution
of course, man. I mean, he keeps a lot of people alive with that energy because it's still, you know, he still carries parts of the formula through everything he does. So
right.
it's great to see that and to know that he's still out there and he could still possibly spread some of the stuff that we've done and spread it out into the new, into the future.
Right, right. You know, I think back to a conversation. Fife Dawg visited Toronto not too long ago, and he said the biggest mistake for any artist is to go on stage after Busta Rhymes.
Right, right. And that used to be like, that was our whole thing. Like, when we was leaders of New School, we'd be like, yo, we going to suck the air out of the club. Whoever
right.
comes on after us, they're going to have a hard time, and he still carries on that trend to this day. So that's, like
right.
I said, that's part of a leader's formula that he still lives up to and he represents
right.
to the fullest.
Right, for sure.
You know, because if you notice, we used to do concerts, and cats would be like, you know, we want to go on first before y'all, because they knew we was about to tear it down and suck the energy out of the crowd. Because that, you know, just you know, being it was fun competition.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. No. I listen. Watching you guys live was always a treat, and I think you accomplished your goal of sucking the air. There's no question about that.
Right, the crowd would be tired. You know, they'd have no more applause or energy for the rest of the group. They'd be like, "Dang, man, they sucked all the life out of these people."
Sure. You guys don't need an opening act, man. You guys open and close.
Exactly.
You know, I mentioned Fife, and I want to go back. You guys were part of a scenario which, in my opinion, in the opinion of many, one of the greatest sort of posse jams of all time, and that's saying
a lot.
Like, what are your memories of sort of that, when that, sort of originally forming that, putting that, going from the concept to actually having it together? Because I don't think you can replicate something like that.
Nah, it was, and then, you know what, it was a time, you know, when we was coming up in Manhattan, we were coming from Long Island, you know what I'm saying, Tip and Fife, they was coming from Queens, and then you had everybody else coming from all over, from the native tongue, and we was actually all striving to get record deals at the same time, so we would see each other in these clubs, so when we finally got on, after, you know what I'm saying, after everybody got on in the label, we used to hang out. And then, you know, Tip came over to beat, and he's like, "Yo, man, I need y'all on this." And when we went in the studio to do that song, it was just like each man went and did his verse. And when he came out of the booth, it was just like everybody's in the studio, like, "Yo," one after another. It was a phenomenal experience, man. It was,
right.
it just was meant to be, like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even the remix was crazy. I mean, if you said to me what you like better, I don't know. They were both, it was incredible. You know, they played,
and that was like, I mean, that was the first song I could really remember. They played the remix and the original, like, they was two different hits. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was like, you know, you could play them back to back, and it would still have, you know, they both songs had the same effect.
Yes, yes. Yeah, no, exactly what you thought. There were two different songs are equally as powerful, and I remember vividly back when I was playing my cassettes back then, I would have them one after the next because they were just like, yeah, you listen to that, you're good.
Exactly. And then I was watching, my son was playing 2K15, and I seen Scenario on there. I'm like, man, this song is so powerful. Like, is you know, when a song stands the test of time, you know it's the truth.
That's got to be a blessing to know that, you know, after all this time, it's still hitting people. Because you know, over the course of the music, if you will, since, you know, music was invented and when artists are recording their stuff, you know, there's a lot of music that's come and gone. But yet, you know, you still can put Scenario on and people are like, whoa, like, let's go.
Exactly. I mean, timeless music, man. That's, you know, that's like the second album we made. You know, it's all about time. It's all in the mind. We just, you know, we put a lot of focus and thought into the music, man, to make it timeless. So there was no clock on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was all in the mind. It was the mind of the eyes.
Right. That's it. The, you know, moving ahead a bit, you know, the group eventually disbanded, and you know, people went their own way. For you, what was sort of your take at that moment when the group sort of, you know, when they broke up?
Well, to me, what it was business. You know what I'm saying? Business took over the whole aspect of the thing. We had managers and different people in our business. You know what I'm saying? Working for different. They had different ideas and different agendas, and you know what I'm saying? And they definitely had a part to do with breaking up the group, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to do certain things and, you know, take Buster over here and do this and that.
Right.
And then there was a lot of elements, so it was a lot of outside elements as well as inside.
And I can see where that's tough. And at the same time, you're still, as a group, trying to move forward. Is you got lots of things to accomplish.
Exactly. You know, we're still trying to accomplish as a group, but other forces is trying to take away from the group and make the group lesser and make more of an entity out of one person. You know what
right.
I'm saying? When you could actually do both at the same time, and it would even mean more than just you know, than what you're trying to do.
Gotcha. Moving ahead, I'm curious, Dinko, how often people say, when are the leaders getting back together? Because you probably get that every day, I'm guessing.
Man, that is the most. If I hear that question one more time, man, I mean, it's every day, man. People have been asking for it, you know. We've talked to it. Everybody's good. Like, you know, we've all had our ins and outs inside the group, but we've all, in the last couple of years, we've all been able to come together and we hang out and talk every now and then. We actually did a show at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival in 2012 where, you know, Busta brought us out on his set. He did so. And then we've been to the studio a couple of times trying to figure out, trying to work on something new. So that might be in the near future.
Right. Well, and I can see where that would be interesting because you're not the same artist per se as you were when you were, you know, a late teens kind of thing, just getting into the industry. So now you've got to almost, I guess in a way, sort of learn each other's styles again, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely. But I mean, it's like, if you were to see the performance, if we watch that performance, it's like we never left where we left off. It's like we was together so many years before we came out that we built a bond that was just, you know, it's timeless. And everybody has it. Brown still has it. Bus still has it. I still have it. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been working, maybe not on a mainstream market, but independently underground and some mainstream things, you know. So I've been working here and there.
Right. Well, hey, well, look, you know, I think whatever it happened, and if you notice, I purposely didn't ask that question because I think you've been asked a few times.
It's going to be asked, man, and you know, and I asked it to myself and try to change it, the outcome. So, you know, I'm doing my part to definitely try to make something happen, man, and just move forward.
Gotcha. Well, hey, look, Dinko, we are definitely looking forward to that, and we're gonna definitely play some of your music in a minute or two here to give people.
Oh yeah, definitely. Let me tell you, I got some new projects. I forgot to tell you.
Tell us a track
me
you
and Jerobi.
Right, we'll make sure we put that one out. What do you want us? What do you want us to play? We'll play that. Whatever.
I got a song with my brother. I got a song with my brother Jerobi from A Tribe Called Quest. Me and him working on some new music together. I forgot to mention that. We got a project that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? And we got this new song called On Another Level.
Gotcha. Well, all right. We'll definitely put that out there. Hey, look, Dinko, man, I appreciate you again rolling through and hanging out here on Maximum FM Hip Hop, Down with the Kings. And
I'm down with the Kings all day, man. I appreciate y'all. Definitely. Definitely good vibes.
That. My man. That's Dinko D, formerly of Leaders of the New School. He's out there doing his thing, being active, still contributing to the hip-hop industry. And appreciate my man. Be blessed.